It is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you, Sally. Got it working. We got it working. Okay. This is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. And, yeah, you're on there.
Oh, good.
No brooches here?
Well, I was just trying to decide whether or not to walk around like the guy on the Channel 9 News does.
Feel free.
You know, sit on the desk there and stuff.
Take the mic off the stand.
Yeah, freaks me out.
Oh, Wild Chick is here. Waiting for another fabulous station meeting. Andy's here. And I think we're ready for a little Saturday afternoon morning missile special. That was Ward Darby and his raves with Surfari.
But you knew that already.
Yeah, the Virtues Telstar guitar. Pat and the Satellites with Jupiter C. Jimmy Haskell and Astro Sonic. And we open up with Bob and Jerry and Ghost Satellite. And what do we got in store for the folks today?
I forget.
Okay, let's see. We got the five wildest Fats Domino cover songs of all time.
Not the five lamest. That's what I automatically started thinking.
No, the five wildest.
What
the
was
five best.
Chris Cusher was talking about Johnny Thunder's version of I'm Gonna Be a Wheel
Someday. Yeah, no, not that. We have an all-girl blues hangover.
Yay!
We got an entire set of backed-up requests. A hoodoo hangover.
Backed-up requests?
Yeah, like
that
requests
that brought you through the aid of Bran?
Ones we haven't gotten to. The hoodoo hangover. We got a real hillbilly hangover. We got a vom set of our own requests and lots of trashy rock and roll news for the stupid. Nothing on the Trumps, nothing on the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, I'm
that's
glad
a
you
relief.
Laid out the ground rules.
That's a relief, right, folks?
No problem.
Oh, okay, let's go right into it, I guess. In the key of A sharp.
Just as bad as you can be. You sure ain't no good for me. All you do is cheat and lie. That's why I broke you and I. Your doggone love just ain't my kind. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Well, you told me that you loved me, and that my money was no sign, and that my Cadillac wasn't nothing, and that your love is only mine. Girl, your word ain't worth a dime. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Why I ought to push your teeth out and run you right on down that line. Why be a sport and burn your house down? You're just mine all the time. to see your leg in traction. Your smile I got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. Now that's why you got to use that crutch. You're stepping on your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Boy, burn your house down. You're just lying all the time. I'd hate to see your leg in traction. This smile I've got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. That's why you're living right on that brush. You're stepping out your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, girl, you ain't worth a dime. Yeah, you just ain't no friend of mine. And I'm gonna let you slide this time.
Listen to the sound of hell.
Dig this. And I could go through just again. But I love most everything. Make you love you, honey. Make you love you, baby. Make you love you, honey. Make you love me. Take her in my arms tight and squeeze close with all my might. That's when she stops and says, "All right, make her with love, honey. Make her with love, baby. Make her with love, honey. Make it to love to me. Great day will be when we join hands. Hope for the reach of man to hear her whisper once."
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I'm hoping and I'm hoping and I'm hoping that it won't be long. I'm hoping and I'm hoping and I'm hoping that it won't be long. Well, I ain't been right, baby, since you've been gone. Well, I know right now you're the girl for me. Tommy T, come back to me. Tommy T, come back to me. Well, come back, baby, and set my poor heart free.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh.
No, I can't do it.
I think we're awake.
Down here. Welcome to 9 Bloomfield Plaza, an experiment in radio, folks.
Yeah, FMU East Orange, and that was our little wake-up set. Roscoe Gordon there with Tummer T. We heard Dennis the Rocket Herald with... No, wait a second. Go do this in order.
Dennis the Slug,
you're
in.
No, that was Dennis... Harold with Make With The Lovin'. Before that, Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers with Pine Top. Otis Redding was like their roadie. Dennis the Rocket Puckett with Jungle Jive before that. And we opened up with Ray Sharp, gonna let you go this time. What are we doing? Time for news, I think.
Okay.
You think? Yeah. Bill Brooch?
Yes.
What do you think? What's going on out there?
About
you know,
what?
This between the the idiotic Grammys and the idiotic Trumps, it's wiped all the news that people really need to know off of the paper, so they're dependent on us.
Here we go, folks. On strictly on a need-to-know basis, flash just arrived at my desk. Altadena, California. To Zeke the Sheik, the giant heap of manure in his backyard is a monument to worldwide salvation. Local authorities see it as a big pile of something else. Ho, ho. Timothy Dundon, whose sartorial preference for turbans and caftan robes is one of the nicknames Zeke the Sheik, says he started constructing the 30-foot-high pile of cattle and horse droppings 17 years ago. He had a vision and a mission, like most geniuses, to create, quote, living monument, a, quote, living monument, that would save everyone in the world from a coming firestorm of destruction. The compost pile with onions and cactus growing out of it has taken on all sorts of symbolic significance, Dundon says. This is alive, he says.
It's beautiful.
Needless to say, the Los Angeles County Fire and Health Insurance health officials see it as a giant, smelly health hazard and that could catch fire and set the neighborhood ablaze. Probably isn't such a bad idea. Oh, God. It's awful, said neighbor Alicia Harrison, especially in the summer. There's flies, flies, flies. We've never had any problem with it, said another neighbor, Greg Jones. Quote, he's a cool dude, end quote.
There you have it, folks. Well, I think you know, when somebody makes a statement like that for world peace, it just, I don't know.
I'm moved.
Does something to me.
Oh.
What do you think?
The symbolism?
Do the announcements one time for...
Yeah, what do you got, man?
Let's see, Gary Lucas tonight over at the Knitting Factory at 9 p.m. Our old pal Rupert Pupkin with the Echoplex. Laverne Baker and Charles Brown at the Lone Star tonight and tomorrow night. Wilson Pickett at the Village Gate tonight. Angel Dean and the Zephyrs and my pal Breakfast George and Mumbo Gumbo at Quiet Life out in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
The Angel Dean combo features Blue Jay Godfrey, doesn't it?
It doesn't say that here, but I think so.
Rumor has it.
Yep, yep. There's like some other kind of music leaking in here. I can't... What is that? There's like horns and stuff? Where's that coming from?
I think it's Dave the Spaz previewing Pearl Bailey records for Obscenities. I'm serious, man.
Well, how is it leaking
doing.
Into here?
I don't know. Dave gets all the good jobs over
here.
Let me see.
Maybe it's on your mic?
Echo?
No, it's leaking through the board. In the production room, maybe?
I don't know. Sabotage? Andy's padding around.
Oh, it's the production room. Oh, yeah. How did I get that on there? Listen, we can hear what's going on. We can eavesdrop downstairs. Hey, samba time, everybody.
Oh, man. It's the salsa party downstairs. Yeah. I forgot. In our ceaseless effort to raise additional funds for the station, we've been renting out the basement. Local
right.
Puerto Rican social clubs.
What was that? We got anything else? Was this one in the news?
No.
Oh, Sally's got one on. You don't want... You want me to do the jet cops on skis? Okay. I thought you wanted to do this one. I missed that. I had the headphones on.
Let's roll.
It's a mounted patrol Florida style. Cops on jet skis. This is from my hometown, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, man.
Where they make cops real smart.
But tanned.
Broward County deputies began patrols today aboard specially equipped jet skis with police in a flashing light. This craft, similar to a seagoing snowmobile, will travel along the intracoastal waterway, canals, and lagoons searching for reckless and improper jet ski operators.
Well, they write tickets on little chalkboards, right?
Right, and mean alligators, I guess. Jet skis are increasingly popular, and as more people become involved with them, we have to become more cognizant about safety, said Deputy Johnny D. here, who tested the pilot jet skis Friday. In Florida last year, there were 85 jet ski accidents, which resulted in 6 deaths.
Where did they put the shotgun?
Well, here we go. Beneath his life jacket, Johnny D. will wear a short-sleeve white shirt, police-issue green shorts, black diving booties, and a pistol in his holster. To serve, protect, and crack us up.
There it is. You call this justice?
Serve, protect, and amuse or abuse. There's a little question on which side, depends on which side of the law you stand on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could play more records now.
There's a possibility.
What do you want to do? You want to play the requests that we're all sick of, or the Hillbilly Hangover?
Or the third choice, the live salsa party in the basement.
All right. Hey!
Requests.
And you thought that was another radio station leaking in there, huh, folks?
Requests.
Requests? Okay. This is a big request item, and I'm sick of it, but what the hell? Mama get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head.
Sapper Ticker.
Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
How do you spell it, Hootie Cutie?
H-O-O-T-Y. S-A-P-P-E-R. Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Howdy, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
So I can hear you better.
So then I hope that mother wants to beat the hell.
itself. Here is community audition number 4.
La 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 la.
I said, man, oh man, his enemy. Listen at him drum. Yeah, listen at him drum. I just knew that I was a goner. But then in my final prayer, I was stopped over high and dry on an island from nowhere. The sand was cool, kind of soft at night. I said, bless my soul, I'm in paradise. Listen at him drum. Yeah, listen at him drum. Then an arrow went by my noggin. I flipped over quick to see native cats with bows and spear. That owl was meant for me. In perfect English, the leader said,
pardon me, old chap, I must have your head.
Hey, hunter, please leave me alone. I said, hey, hunter, please leave me alone. I hear baby calling, and I gotta go home. Listen at them drum. When he tied me up to a palm tree and he started to dance around to the beat of conga drum, what a welcome familiar sound. It's then that I lost all my self-control when I saw the headhunters do the rock and roll. Listen at them drum. Listen at them drum. Well, I told myself from the palm tree I give out with a wailing song. Them natives got all shook up, cause I soon had them rocking along. The leader clapped his hands and said,
man, we dig you the most, now you can keep it your head.
Hey, hunters, please leave me alone. I said, hey, hunters, please leave me alone. Cause my baby need me, and I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Yes, me, and I'm back again. You know me, I'm Andre's friend. Talking about that thing they call a natural fact. It's sweeping the nation, that thing of bacon fat. The record is selling, but the dance is coming slow. So me and my boys gonna show you how it goes. It goes. Ah, do it good, children, do it good. I got mercy. Ah, pull me out in the alley now. Way down where the cane grows tall. Yes, do it good, cause that's what they say you are. Now if you take your left leg and move it back slow, you wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Wind up twice and come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands and give a little jump. It goes. Ah, do it good, children. God mercy. Then you go. Ah, get your hands out of them greens, boy. Shoot daddy down the peas. Then you go. Yeah. Play that music, boy. Play that music. You take your left leg, I say, and take it down low. You wiggle your hips, and then you go down low. Now you wind up twice, and you come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands, chillin', and give a little jump, and go. Ah. Yeah, do it good, children, do it good. Yeah, help yourself there. Put me way down an alley. Down where they say you are, where the kangaroo talk. Then you go, yeah. Oh, God mercy. God mercy, do it good now.
Yeah, hell dear. That was it, request time. You know, if we're really feeling good, we'll give you the whole set a week. Any more than that, we're out of luck.
Oh, please, please.
The $5 featuring Little Eddie. All right, now look at this record. Look at it. What'd you call it? VG Plus it, right? At least, if not Mint Minus, but it's got all its surface noise on it.
No.
What can I tell you?
I'm not a record collector. I just play one on TV.
Yeah. Mike Fern by request. Oh, by request. Headhunters.
Play Mike Fern.
Bunker Hill with Link Ray there on guitar. Red Riding Hood. Barbara and the Boys. Hootie Sapper Ticker. And Bobby Peterson Quintet. Mama Get the Hammer. There's a Fly on Baby's Head. Cops on Jet Skis. I think all cops should be on jet skis.
A meteorite. They stole a whole meteorite.
Yes, little green ones.
All right, what is going on? More news for the stupid?
How about Miss America padding?
Oh, right, from the breast desk, which we've turned over to Sally.
Sally, God knows why.
Well,
put my finger on it.
After doing a careful breast examination on both Il Bruch and Sally, we made the executive decision upstairs to give Sally the breast desk.
Yes, I made the decision, thank you. Fashion milestone. Responded to concerns that some underendowed contestants felt they had to undergo cosmetic surgery to be competitive, Miss USA officials have established this decade's first fashion milestone. Contestants can pad.
Wow, falsies in Miss America contest? Better falsies under the bra than under the skin, that's what I say.
Under the scalp.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara Peterson Burwell, a former Miss USA, says, "What's great is that padding allows any woman to have the equal opportunity of participating in a beauty competition, regardless of race, creed, or bra size."
Does that count for padded butts, too?
No.
Because otherwise, you know, like...
It's like the Sigourney Weaver look? Like the no butt at all?
No, I like the... oh, what was her name? Vanessa Williams.
She had butt padding?
No. She had natural butt padding. She can stop a car aerial at 2 yards.
Chicago. Several thousand pounds of wet concrete fell from a...
25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. I'm lost.
Several thousand pounds of wet concrete fell from a construction site onto a downtown street Wednesday, crushing a cab driver to death, authorities said.
Hate when that happens.
Cab driver, 55-year-old Chung Soo In of Chicago, also known as Lucky, was pronounced dead on arrival at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, 1:26 p.m.
Also known as Chop Suey.
For those of you running the betting pool. The Chicago Police Sergeant Norbert Holzinger said a crane operator working at a hotel construction site had trouble while hoisting a bucket filled with about 6,000 pounds of wet concrete to the rooftop of the building. As the crane operator tried to lower the bucket to the floor where it was to be poured, the bucket started going too fast. Quote, he tried to stop it and reverse it, end quote, Holzinger said. Then the bucket hit the edge of the lower roof and spilled. The cab, which was crushed by the wet concrete, sideswiped three other vehicles before coming to a stop. The wet concrete covered several vehicles. At this time, we're treating it as an accident, Holzinger said.
Not a justifiable homicide?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Let's check in on the disco party.
Arriba! Can you send up some plantains?
That got these guys more excited than Mama Get the Hammer. All right, so... still coming up today, we have our all-female blues hangover. We got our VOM set, a vibe report from Roscoe, the five wildest Fats Domino's covers of all time, but right now I think we do Hillbilly Hangover with real hillbillies.
Oh, wait.
Not the kind that got their cowboy boots in the mall. This is even like pre-cowboy boot hillbillies. When country stars used to wear those little hats, you know, and baggy pants like Jimmy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
These are all guys trying to sound like Jimmy Rogers.
White bucks.
So about Ooze Up to Me One Time, why don't you? Here it comes. 78 soon.
Run here, daddy, run here quick. Bring me two baseballs, ooze a stick, and ooze up, tell me, little hey. Ooze up, tell me, little hey. Papa get young and Mama she's getting old. When I first met you, sir, you long and tall. Used up tummy and I made it for kids. Used up tummy, little hey. Used up tummy, little hey. Papa get young and Mama she's getting old. Mama, don't get mad. Gonna give you something that you never had. Can't you hand it up to me, little hey? Hand it up to me, little hey. Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Hand it up to me now, baby. Sweet mama, in a day or two, can't you hand it up to me, little hey? Hand it up to me, little hey. Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Where the light is flashing. Mama, see rolls in a loose end when I got your dinner roll. Gonna slip it up to you. Hey, hey, hand it up to me, little hey, hey. Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Yes, now, baby, I know we will. Mama get young and Papa, she's getting old. Casey had a daughter, she's deep and dumb. The hairs on her head is just as big as your thumb. Skin of cold sides, little tight as a drum. Every time you hear it, when it bum, 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 can't you hand it up to me, little hey? Hand it up to me, little hey? Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old.
This year is Lester Roadhog Mole Ram and his Cadillac Cowboys. It's big doings here tonight at the Johnny Mack Brown High School. We coming at you live here at the Johnny Mack Brown High School. This year tonight is being recorded by Mercury Music Record Company down in Nashville, Tennessee. The Music City, U.S. of A. This year's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mack Brown High School. And I want y'all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. They got... All right. Just be on your best behavior. We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Roadhog none. I want y'all to go ahead and dance and have a good time like you always do. Like ain't nobody here. Just be on your best behavior. Can you hear me all right? Test, test. All right.
Went to see my sweetheart. Her daddy met me at the door. Said, my boy, we gonna have a wedding here like we never had before. She was my daughter and you done her wrong. Dee-o-lay, o-lay, 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 o-lay. Looking down the muzzle of a shotgun, shaking like a dog eating peach seed. Her daddy had his finger on the trigger and I was knocking at the knee. It was his daughter, I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yo. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. one go off. He said he was trying it out. I said, let's have this wedding here before the groom passes out. She was your daughter, I done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. Her mother was running and prancing, 44 in each hand. Said, let's cancel this year wedding and send him to the promised land. She was my daughter, and he done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. Married by a preacher that didn't even call his name, but that was one great, great wedding and a marriage just the same. She was his daughter and I done her wrong. To yodelay, 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 yodelay. We didn't even have a honeymoon. Never did have no fun. Every time I'd turn over at night, they'd come running with that gun. She was his daughter, I couldn't do her wrong. To yodelay, yodelay, holy, yodelay, 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 yodelay.
Mighty fine, okay. Mighty fine, mighty fine. Want to remind you to tune us in each and every Saturday morning on WEAK Radio 1750 on your dial. That's up in the right-hand corner for 15 minutes of good old country music. I'll be there along with the right-hand man of Wichita, Red and Wesley. They brought you Burford. Burford, see if you can give him a hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I asked. I don't know. I asked them to be on their best behavior. I don't know. East Mercury. These Mercury people so nice. I don't know. I don't know.
Rejoice and be glad, for the springtime has come. We can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. The springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail. Without any money, without any bail. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house, and I rapped on the door. And the lady says, bum, bum, you've been here before. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. That is why I am hiking down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I asked for some bread. And the lady says, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you work like other men do? Now how can I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me. And that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Mighty fine. All righty. That brings us down to our comedy spot on the show. Old Hog thought he'd tell a joke right about here. This year's one that Burford told me. This year, it seems like this traveling salesman was traveling down the road one night, and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer come to the door, and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" And the traveling salesman said, "I'm sorry, the farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son." And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right. Mighty fine. All right. Mighty fine. Can I have your attention, please? Don't forget everybody that can stay. The schoolhouse people here want us to stay and set up chairs for the PTA meeting Monday night. All right.
I went to the butcher shop the other night. When I got to the door, out went the light. Then I heard the butcher say, "Is there anything more?" And she made a dive for the old front door, wanting to get out. Hunting, fresh atmosphere, shunning foolishness, staggering around. She hit the door and hollered, "Give me space. I'm a one-man woman, got to win this race. And if I lose, I've ruined my life because he wants to cut me with that butcher knife. Great goodness, he's got it out. Means business. Wanting to stab her, her crime." She hit the ground, she didn't look back. Her and the butcher with the ball and the jack. She looked around and seen it in his hand, and then they really covered land. She was running, laying them down, covering land, just fly. She crossed Red River and she run up a hill, the butcher behind her wanting to fill the bill. She said, "You better get me while I'm on this hill. If you don't catch me now, you never will, because I'm long gone. Leaving town, going through Cedar Grove, headed for Fordham. I'm flying." He run me down by an old meeting house. I crept in there just as quiet as a mouse. Took me a seat in the back of the hall. In come the butcher with a knife and all this life. Looking for me, breaking up the meeting. Looking wild, had fire in his eyes. Boy wanted to cut. Preacher in the pulpit heard a rumble in the back. He shouted to the sister to clear the shack. He says, "Grab your babies and run for your life, because he means business with that butcher knife." "Yes, sir." And they went to clearing out. Children running, wild. Mother shouting. Babies crying. One sister was running. She was doing her best, and she ran into a hornet's nest. Hornet stung her. She hit the ground, and her and the hornet went round and round. It was hurting, swelling up. She was getting in high. moving it over to one side and gradually throwing it back into place again. One had run so far, she was tired as could be. She made straight for a cinnamon tree. She made the tree and she went up it fast. She says, I'm tired running in this tall grass. We know that bark was just flying. Toenails scraping. Boughs bending. Yes, sir. Prongs cracking.
Mighty fine. All right. All right. Mighty fine. Can you hear me, Tess? Tess? Is everybody having a good time?
Sometimes I ramble, I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and sway my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's gonna run me crazy. Cocaine's gonna kill my baby. Cigarettes are gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. A Cadillac, and that's where she makes her jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. She runs a weenie stand way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business if I do.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your blaster. Il Brooch there on the microphone, Rub.
Hola.
That was today's Hillbilly Hangover.
So
Riley Puckett, Nobody's Bidding It. Bum-bum-bum. A whole set. Play and record. Buddy Jones with Butcher Man Blues. Haywire.
Is Ben's voice going through there?
Haywire, Mac McCormick, and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. Jimmy Davis, former governor of Louisiana, and the sad, sad story of the shotgun wedding. And we open up with Jimmy Tarleton and Ooze Up to Me, Baby. Why don't you? One time. All right. Where are we? Back to the news desk. Oh, boy. We got all these late-breaking stories that I didn't even get a chance to look at.
Get to highlight? Nevada, Iowa, as opposed to Iowa, Nevada. A man accused of strangling and decapitating his brother's girlfriend was convicted of murder Friday after witnesses described the 18-year-old defendant singing rap songs about the killing.
Did they...
Ooh. Oh, God, this is
give Bismarcky a run for his money.
Oh, jeez. The state's key witness was Deesis. That's this guy's name, Ruben Deesis, age 20. Deesis' 16-year-old brother Johnny testified about the killing and said Ruben had sex with the corpse afterwards. The third brother, Edward, 21, awaits trial on murder charges. Ooh, four youth workers testified that Ruben bragged about the killing after his arrest and even made up rap songs about it. One such song included the lines, quote, "She thought she was cool and I was a fool, and now she's dead and I'm ahead." Is that suitable for airplay, Dave?
Poetic.
How about,
God. Judge M.D. Sizer had told jurors they could return a verdict of innocent or of guilty to charges of first-degree murder, and they did their civic duty.
Well, maybe we can Hazel in there for a super session.
Yeah, I need your head upon my turntable.
Yeah.
I think he's got to spend his whole sentence, like, in the cell with the head.
How about this one? St. Catharines, Ontario. A nail accidentally fired from a nail gun. Right, not a nail
dog
gun. Fired
man.
From a nail. Penetrated a carpenter's brain and nailed his cap to his head. His doctor said there probably won't be any serious effects. The carpenter said he had a headache after the nail went into his forehead, although he didn't feel it strike him. I tried to take my hat off and it wouldn't come. That's when I found the nail, the victim said. Whoa, good thing they didn't nail it to his butt. They might have crushed his brain.
That was compliments of my mom.
Right, Sally's mom, cub reporter.
Thanks, Mom.
I like this
one. Knows for news, your mom.
A train runs over homeless flasher.
This is one of those combos, isn't it?
Yeah. A homeless man being
one for each column.
A homeless man being chased by cops after allegedly flashing at several women jumped off a Brooklyn subway platform and was killed by an oncoming train.
Jeepers.
Transit police said Transit police spokesperson Sergeant Robert Valentino said three women approached the city police officer outside.
This guy exposed himself to us. Could you kill him?
77th Street subway stop and at about 7:30 p.m., when the man spotted the police officer, he jumped off the platform and started running along the tracks. He was struck and killed by a northbound R train, which is rarely on time, that R train.
Yeah, or moving fast enough to kill anybody.
Just when you don't want it to arrive on time, ba-boom. It's like when you light a cigarette and the elevator comes.
Yeah.
Well, is that like that sex and death thing? What's that word?
Lieberstot?
Goddard-Dammer
twang?
No, that's when you hang yourself while you're
autoerotic asphyxia.
Right, right.
The ultimate in transit.
Yeah.
That's why I wear turtlenecks.
Don't try this at home. You know, sitting here looking at all these trees, it reminds me of what a waste of trees the New York Times is, but especially on Sundays.
And why can't they get it to stop leaking on you?
Well, yeah, it's still, this
it's
is
like
from,
working
this
in a
is
coal
from
mine
last Sunday, and it's still leaking on me.
Mm-hmm.
But they did devote like an entire 6 columns to John Rockwell's Pop View, Louie Louie and the Zeitgeist, which is a...
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, I know. A critical analysis of Louie Louie as compared to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Who wins?
I can't tell, but I can read
there
you some
is.
Of this.
Lizard Leaf Town? Is that what it is?
Wayne Tower.
Others argue
she's got
the
a rag on, I'll move above.
Yeah.
No.
I'll read you some of this. Pap. Others argue the work's reputation owes something, few would go all the way and say everything, to momentum. Wherein the admiration of Beethoven's contemporaries was merely echoed and augmented down the ages into irresistible consensus. And it owes something else to chance. Beethoven's capturing blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's so unbelievably pointless and stupid.
Well, it's good that you were able to share that with us.
Yeah,
anybody else in the group have anything to say about what Hound just went through?
Anyway,
play it without the minor, and it's Wild Thing, folks.
Okay,
that's all you need to know.
Let's do the Hoodoo Hangover, and then Roscoe will call maybe with something funny to say.
Something useful.
What do you say, Johnny Otis? Little Hoodoo sound. Well, maybe we can check in with the disco party too at the same time.
Okay. Ooh, Last Dance, Ladies' Choice.
mystery.
Her brew with a perfume smell. She puts her arms around me and throws me in a trance. And then she tops it all off with a rock and roll dance. Oh, yes, that voodoo woman's making me go knees. Well, she's the talk of the high school with her witching ways. She's got all the boys walking around in a daze. She walks down the hall like a spirit from above. She really knows about that voodoo love, because that voodoo woman's making me go knees. She's got a leopard skin wallet where she carries her charms, a rock and roll bracelet that hangs from her arm. Her lipstick's the color of a ruby red. Go out of my head, because that voodoo woman's making me go knees. Someday I will learn how to hex, and I can play my voodoo on the opposite sex. All I have to do to be a medicine man is learn how to sing in the rock and roll band. And then the voodoo woman, she'll be going native. And then the voodoo woman, she'll be going native.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Now something's going on that I can't sense. My baby leave home. Nobody knows where she went. I hate to do it, but I guess I may. I'm going to do what the hoodoo say. Get some of your hair and boil it in a pot. Take some of your clothes, tie them in a knot. Put them in a snuff can, bury them under the steps. Then you will want, baby, nobody else. So,
slick, slick, baby, I got my eyes on you.
In the dark must come to the light. I know she done wrong and trying to keep it out of sight. I've been trying to take it just to keep peace, but she giving away my money. Now I can't eat, but I've got a plan to stop this mess. I'll put some of her hair in the bird's nest. If that don't get it and get it at once, I'll try hoodoo, use the run of a stump.
Strange, slick, baby.
know. I got something I want you to know. I hate to do it, but I guess I may. I'm going to do what the hoodoo say. Get some of your hair and boil it in a pot. Take some of your clothes, tie them in a knot. Put them in a snuff can, bury them under the steps. Then you wouldn't want, baby, nobody else. So stay, stay, baby, I've got my eyes on you. When I catch you, baby, no telling what I might do.
Yeah. I have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Mother, fly.
Double boy, the big black pot. Look at all of the goodies I got. A lizard's gizzard, the tongue of a dog, a bat's left wing, and a half of a hog. Fire burning, the brew is hot. The medicine man ahead of swinging pot.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Well, a hoodoo king, hoodoo queen, gave a little party down in New Orleans. Heard a woman scream and I turned around. Cadillac Slim had just rolled in town. Sue, Slim.
till the break of day. Then two by two they all went away. Everybody was wondering where and when the king and the queen would boogie again. Boogie Joe.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Tabby Thomas and Hoodoo Party, counting backwards, Bill James, Voodoo Woman and Medicine Man, Ike Turner and Sly Fox there with the Hoodoo Say, Smiley Smith, Voodoo Woman, Johnny Otis Orchestra with the Voodoo, and
the Voodoo We Do. So
yeah. So I guess we're waiting. Oh, there it is.
Didn't have to wait for long.
Looks like on time even. Hold
Good
it.
Lord.
Do, we can do this. Yeah. Hello.
How about it, huh?
Roscoe.
What's shaking there?
Well, we got your music on. We got through half of the show. The worst is over, I guess. And we got the vibe report on the line. You're happening, babe.
I'm happening, babe. I just been to the store, and I got myself some groceries because I'm cooking up a recipe out of the cookbook that Wild Girl done give me last year.
Well, that answers that other question, where are we going to eat tonight?
Yeah, this is, I figured today's vibe is the communicative medium of radio. I mean, I have used the radio to get in touch with people before. You know, like saying that I was looking for Ann Cassinelli's phone number and stuff a couple of years ago. That worked, you know.
So who are we trying to communicate with today?
Well, Jack and Dan are working.
Jacques Boy and Denois, yeah.
And I assume that they're getting listening that, to the show.
Getting that tip. Well, I don't know. Jack does, like, probably would rather hear something else.
Yeah, but you know, he listens to that country station all week, and Den's there, and Den, well, maybe they'll turn, probably Den's speed, they'll just tune into the show, you know, like, at about 5.
Right, but if they're listening...
If they're listening...
We're trying to get a hold of them, right? For what's the message?
We got the Brunswick stew.
Oh, Brunswick stew. Sco's cooking it up.
So, you know, Jack Boy could just bring some salad or something if he hears this, you know. I got this thing going. I was going to play the guitar, but my hands are all greasy.
Thank you.
Roscoe, do you do the Brunswick stew with or without the squirrel meat?
I didn't have any squirrel, but I have done it with squirrel. Only thing is, it's
so to speak,
to get a squirrel, you really have to have 4 guys with BB guns. One guy with a BB gun just hurts the thing too bad. Or maybe you could let me borrow your wrist rocket, Bruce.
And we got some 45 shells, courtesy of Brian Redman.
Mm. Yeah, that's all we need for the young fellas out with their noisemakers in front of the joint.
11th Street, where it's New Year's Eve, 365 nights a year.
Yeah, well, at least last week they were playing the Biz Markie song. Now they've come up with some other extra bone sound. I don't really know.
Did you call that an extra bone sound?
I believe I did. I just...
Oh...
Just, you know...
The Jimmy the Greek of music.
There it is, folks.
Who said that? I didn't say it. What do you mean?
That was that other guy.
No, what?
Wah.
Well, this is really... Let me see if you guys can actually hear this bubbling sound. Check this out.
Is that the stew?
Well, that's the chicken part of it getting started.
Do you use ground beef or not, Sco?
No.
Because, like,
Well, you can. I'm just going for sort of a bacon and chicken as far as the meat goes.
That's the Virginia thing, man, for Brunswick stew.
I'm not really using the bacon. I just use the bacon fat to cook the chicken.
The uninformed cheat with ground beef, and it therefore is not Brunswick stew.
Okay, well, see, maybe I can even get some feedback going here. Hey, could you turn your radio down? we go.
Cool.
Pines generated feedback.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, so Hound, are you in the next room walking around like the guy on Midnight Caller?
Oh, no, no, I'm here right now. Right now I'm here. But we are training Sally to do it.
Oh, okay.
Do all this stuff.
You probably have to have Rick Little come out there and refilm you after you get up to that Midnight Caller walking around vibe.
Yeah.
You know, you could turn this into a sitcom yet.
Or some kind of Shakespearean tragedy,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, let's work up a treatment. Get that Eddie G. Come on, Eddie G. How come you're so worthless and you just you only stand there sticking up for other guys and Stillborn?
We just got to, we just need like a little money to turn the idea into a concept,
yeah.
And then we can get some. What do they call that, Bruce, in the film business?
A treatment?
No, like the money.
Negative turnaround. That's my favorite.
No, the money they give you for a
development
deal. We need a development deal.
Well, development deals are a really great way to rip off writers, actually. But
well,
what the hell?
As long as
we're the ones doing the ripping off, that's okay.
If they would give us one of these development deals, then we would, you know, definitely back off on the venomous. You know.
Diatribe?
Yeah.
Well, what do? You become so, like, socially repugnant that somebody's going to pay you to stop? It's not a bad idea.
We're hoping.
Well, maybe the New York Times...
The nice guy thing doesn't work.
Obviously.
Maybe the New York Times would send us some money, you know, since... You know, it's funny that they're probably more wasteful than McDonald's on Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, I know you don't have the beat, but I'll count to three... And then you can try to jam up the echo for some sort of, like, hangover effect.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And there he is, folks. America's wonder child, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I guess it's time for the vom set. Let's kick it off.
The frugal hombre.
Let's kick it off with Il Bruce's request, with the skip in it. The skip, it wasn't my idea.
Yes, folks, I was in a band that used to cover this song with the skips, okay?
With the skip.
Not out of purism, out of sense of humor. Okay?
Okay, the litter.
What?
Huh. Wah.
We'll be right back.
get home, I said, you gotta wait. Oh, no, you gotta go now. Come on now. You gotta wait. Oh, no, you gotta go now. I am there, I feel a shit. Never know, I make it home. I'm a shit, I can't do that.
Ah!
monotony and it freaks me out.
Oh, it...
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hal here.
You know.
WFMU, East Orange. And that was today's Vomology. And with,
Listeners, if you enjoyed that one anywhere near as much as we did, well...
That was Fleetwood Mac with Rattlesnake Shake. That's Stevie Nicks. What a guitar player,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, isn't that a leftover from, like, the English guys trying to sound like the Velvet Underground thing?
Oh, I don't know. That's a live version. That is really fantastic.
Jesus,
Peter Green,
Shane.
He was a sick little dog. He gave it all to become a grave digger.
Well, I think he played the shovel pretty much, or he made the shovel as much his instrument as he made the guitar.
Yeah, before that we heard Funkadelic, Red Hot Mama from Louisiana.
From the incredibly cool album, The Parliaments, whatever the hell it's called, on F-Punk Records. Go ahead and buy it.
George Clinton with The Parliaments, Funkadelic, The Singles, 1967 to 1971.
The Radio Hound Brown Star of Approval.
Yeah, there's no label.
The F-Punk.
F-Punk,
label.
I see. Yeah. And before that, The Outcasts from Japan with Wrong Tall Sari. That was by request. Get used to it, folks, because all those expensive Les Pauls and Fenders that are going over there, they're going to come back at us sounding like that someday soon.
Stratocaster. Yeah. G-minus. Hi.
From that other land of the rising sun, Pittsburgh, the Swamp Rats and Louie. Goes out to Denois. And we opened up with The Litter, Il Bruce's request there, Action Woman with the Skip.
Yes.
And
to Skip.
What's left in today's show?
What can we say that hasn't already been said? Do you think, what radio station do you think they're listening to at the staff meeting downstairs? Is the salsa party still happening?
Oh, yeah, let's check in on the production room. I think...
WFMU East Orange, World Beat, nothing but World Beat.
This is more like World Moan. We should check in. We should have Lori S. come
out. They pray in.
Did you see Lori's outfit?
Of course.
Amazing. That's like a regular feature on the show, Lori S. is wearing. Wild Girls here. How was the station meeting? What did we miss?
Yeah, how's the meeting going so far? Earth Save or Earth Doomed?
In between, we don't know. Unresolved.
Oh. If only everybody could.
Kind with like the texture from third grade.
Man, if you could just get the guys in Russia, you know, and like the guys in the White House to wear red tights, you know, there wouldn't be any wars.
It would be a better world. Hey, you got that Fat Broad story?
I do indeed. Washington, D.C., from Variety, the entertainment industry's babble. WTTG-TV, who used to have the all-night movie show that I used to watch on Strong Drugs as a youth, was slapped with a $3.5 million lawsuit last week after the Foxstone station allegedly refused an advertisement for larger women's clothing because the models were, quote, too fat, end quote. The suit was filed in D.C. Superior Court by Walter Hudson Ventures, Inc., a Brooklyn firm that designs clothes for women weighing between 200 and 1,000 pounds. The plaintiff charges that WTTG violated the D.C. Human Rights Act, which forbids discrimination by, quote, reason of personal appearance, end quote. Something that was very important in the D.C. hardcore scene way back when. Walter Hudson, founder of the company, that is the plaintiff in the case, made headlines in 87 when he began a crash diet through the assistance of comedian Dick Gregory. It's kind of the Andy Kaufman approach to comedy. At 1,400 pounds, Hudson was thought to be the heaviest person in the world. He has since lost more than 900 pounds. Whoa.
At that, when you get up there, they might as well just, like, open you up and start cutting it off and sucking it out with a vacuum.
Well, cutting it off and, like, you know, giving it to the dog?
Yeah. Anyway, Vermont governor suspends press secretary over lewd remark. Would you like to share that with the whole class, young lady?
Did you bring some for everyone?
Girl, so you get more than... You got the note?
Sally is chewing and swallowing the note.
Oh, no. No, she stuck it in her bra. I'll go get it. Governor Madeleine Coonan suspended her press secretary, this is up in Vermont, without pay for 2 weeks for making a comment of a sexual nature to a woman reporter. The suspension was ordered late Wednesday, one day after Peter Frayne made the comment, which he said was a joke. The remark came when Betsy Lilly of the Burlington Free Press asked him for a preview of the governor's revenue forecast. Frayne's reply was, if you take off all your clothes and, quote, and they blanked it out, performed a lewd act, I might tell you.
I like the punchline, though.
Yeah.
No, well, read the punchline.
Oh.
Read what else he said.
He paused and then added, even if you did that, I wouldn't tell you.
So there.
But he says he's learned his lesson.
Apparently.
He's
reporters got no sense of humor unless it's they own.
All right, well, This is WFMU East Orange. That's right on the nose, legal ID. And it's time for those the five wildest Fats Domino covers of all time.
No, folks, not the five lamest.
Yeah, no, the five, you know, Fats Domino. After Elvis, he sold more records than anybody back then.
Fats Domino was also one of those few guys in popular music that, like, kept most of his own publishing and stuff. Well, he's a very rich young fella.
Well, actually, what happened was that the guy who produced and managed them and published them, Dave Bartholomew, made a promise to Fats' parents when he was a little kid that he'd take care of the boy, and he actually did.
Kept him fed.
Rare occasion, yeah.
Mm.
As he says, his jewelry makes Sammy Davis Jr.'s look like junk. Anyway, let's hear those five wildest covers of Fats Domino songs for, you know, the Mardi Gras thing. That's our Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah.
Kick it off with the Johnny Burnett Trio. No, well, it's... Here, we'll give it a little whirl away intro.
Our Mardi Gras thing. Not too early to get drunk.
The Johnny Burnett Trio.
Thank you.
is it?
Hello, Sonny.
Oh, hi, Ma.
Well, I brought your favorite lunch again today. Here, let me fix it for you.
A little more vermouth in there, Ma.
Now, doesn't that look yummy?
Mmm, thank you, Ma.
Are you the greatest disc jockey in town? Are you the one with the most listeners?
Well...
Are you the one that everyone talks about?
They want a fat lip.
Then you're the one I'm looking for. Here, I got a summons for you.
Yeah, will you breathe, you stinking cop?
You stay in that twist vein, you know?
You in the vein, child. When they look at you, they can see you in the vein. Forget about that. You're going to twist out.
For you. Need your love and I need it back. Like a dog when it's always back. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give all your love to me? Your dog biting me. chair for you. This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
You know, Hound here, WFMU, East Orange, that's it, the five wildest, in my humble opinion, covers of Fats Domino songs. All right, Little Richard, I'm in Love Again. Dion and the Belmonts, Rosalie, I Can't Go On. Screaming Jay Hawkins also doing Please Don't Leave. Good one, huh? And the Johnny Depp Trio with All By Myself. Are we back to the news?
Wait, we will be in a second.
Hokey smoke, Bullwinkle.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. A man accused of setting his wife's boyfriend on fire was ordered to stand trial for possession of an illegal weapon, that is a cigarette lighter, and criminal mischief. That's kind of mischievous, you know, lighting somebody on fire. An attempted homicide charge against John P. Hatbob, age 36, was dropped. During a hearing Thursday, the victim, Charles Pickford of West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, remained in serious condition Friday at West Penn Hospital in Pittsburgh. Wow, that's a mother humper back there of a teletype.
And I'm not mixing them, I'm just running.
Police said they smelled something burning after this guy found photographs of his ex-wife in front of the other guy's home. They began scuffling, one guy lit the other guy on fire. Gee. Well, yo, Bruce, you got a news story there.
Yeah, I'm just not sure I can do both of these jobs at once. You ready? I'm going to give it a try.
Hemet, California. I got to tell. Thanks. An 86-year-old driver accidentally hit her 84-year-old sister twice while backing a car out of her driveway, authorities said.
Wow,
Viola Ditto, what's in a name, was in critical condition Friday at Hemet Valley Medical Center, a hospital spokesman said. Marjorie Smith was waiting to take Ditto for a drive Thursday when she backed out of her driveway to look for her sister, said Officer Dan Tarnowski of the Hemet Police Department. Sisters live near each other at a mobile home park in this city about 85 miles southeast of downtown L.A. When she didn't see Ditto, Smith drove back up the driveway. Minutes later, Smith again backed out. She then spotted Ditto laying in the street. She said Smith's car apparently knocked Ditto down the first time she backed out. The car ran over Ditto's legs the second time, Tarnowski said. Smith was not sighted, he said.
Whoa. Thank you, Il Brooch. Thank you, Brian, for setting up that amazing
telethon.
Thank
you, Brian, just for being like a evil genius, man.
Just for being you. Yeah.
There it is. Ooh. Now we're, as part of 9 Bloomfield Plaza, we're going to go back over so I can sit down.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sally. Well, Lloyd. It's nice when it just hums in the background.
Let's
there,
see,
you know?
We got anything else good here? This is weird. Yuppie pool halls. This is the latest thing. This particular story comes out of Bethesda, Maryland, but it could very well come out of New York City.
Damn right.
You spot these things. 2 years ago, I guess Julian's was the last pool hall in New York, and it still is, in my mind, the last pool hall in New York, because...
It's where all my friends go to sink.
Yeah,
or
for
Koreans.
Example, this little place here, the Schutz Cafe in Bethesda, Maryland, smoke-free environment, a pool hall with no smoking, right? No, you don't get that nice smell of cigarettes and stale beer. What you get is a... God, the stuff they have, imported cheeses, gazpacho, antipasto.
Gazpacho, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, I knew that. Sun-dried tomatoes, artichoke hearts.
Oh, man.
I'm just...
Are you serious what this is all on the table?
I know what an artichoke is. Jeez. No, this is the stuff they have here.
Did like you ever go to Tech on Christmas
Wine spritzers.
Street? Same thing.
I was in there once to drop something off for our pal. Remember he got fired from Julian's, and he was working over there. Yeah, I mean, they got these horrible places.
Disco pool halls. It's the price of clean tables, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you, you can't smoke and where they play, like, really loud music.
Loud, bad disco music, no smoking, those horrible, weird lighting schemes.
Yeah.
It just, folks, some things just ain't right, and that's one of them. Okay.
For whom the fluorescent bulb hums, hums for thee.
Once more now through the renouncements, we got Wilson Pickett over at the Village Gate tonight, 2 shows, 9 and 11. Tuesday over at Tramps, the Sam Brothers 5.
Whoa, for
yeah.
real?
Yeah, that's their little Mardi Gras thing. Laverne play. Baker and Charles Brown at the Lone Star Roadhouse tonight and tomorrow night. Our old pal Gary Lucas at the Knitting Factory tonight at 9.
Rupert Pupkin with?
A Necoplex. The Dixie Cups, actually one of those like those amps like they got sitting up there in a
GK?
Like yeah.
One of Mojo the size of a toaster and like louder than a Marshall stack.
Yeah, it costs like $500, but it's a great amp.
Mm.
The Dixie Cups with the Dr. John Band at SOB's also Tuesday. And
Lori's cooking downstairs, man. You smell the garlic?
Yeah. And there's something else. Oh, Angel Dean... And
Angel Dean with
Jay Godfrey of the Blue Jays will be playing there with her.
At some Nick
Breakfast
Hill place.
Breakfast George's Mumbo Gumbo at Quiet Life in Brooklyn.
A quiet night. Club.
Okay, it's time for that all-female blues hangover. What do you think, gals?
Say happy birthday to
Happy birthday to Wild Girl's friend,
Julie.
Julie.
As okay. opposed to anybody else's friend, Julie.
Okay, happy birthday, Julie. And let's kick it off with Pearl Reeves.
It was like sort of PMS rather than a hangover.
Blues rag.
Step it up and go.
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 Step it up and go. Well, you can't stay here. I swear you got to step it up and go. Got a man, he's looming low. He used to love me, but he don't no more. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stay here, I say. You gotta step it up and go. Every time you go out, you stay all night. When you come home, we got to fuss and fight. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go.
come home, I'll find a clue. This time you got lipstick on you. You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Well, you can't stay here, I swear. You got step it up and go. Well, I'll pack your trunk, your suitcase too. Goodbye, baby, I'm through with you. You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Well, you can't stay here, I swear. You got step it up and go. Step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
I've got a man what's on a railroad track. The Reenie keeps his job. He can squat it in the back. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. He's not so good looking. He don't dress so fine. But when he does his squatting, he really takes his time. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. Now won't you go ahead on Gus and leave him alone. That's the very reason I'm scared to trust him at home. Cause he can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. Oh, squat it. Squat it. A man ain't scared to call his name. Cause when he go to squatting, he's a crying shame. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody. He's not so short, he's not so tall. But when he do his squatting, you might have had me squat. He can squat it. Yes, I know he can squat it. And if he suits me, think he ought to suit anybody.
Meet the Dirty Dolls of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. They get $50, whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
You'll meet them all in Women in Cages, in color, rated R. Sensuous Georgina.
Now you said you love me, never said goodbye, but I know.
just a little mixed up, darling, I don't know what to do. Mixed up, oh, are you? Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now, we used to walk and talk, darling, jump and sing, but I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up, oh, are you? Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yes, Daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
Caged Heat. Welcome to the female jungle of women's prison, USA. For women of flesh, behind bars of iron, ache with hunger for a man, any man. For women who live to kill, now kill to live. You forget in, they let you do anything,
anything.
Caged Heat. A film you won't forget. In color, rated R.
Happens to Nancy.
That we are no longer friends. For you have committed the one act for which there is no forgiveness. You have taken my name. You have stolen from me the one thing that made my life worth living, my lover. It would be foolish for me to try and tell you all the torture I'm going through. But this much I must tell you. Honey, don't mistreat him. Don't try to make a dog and a fool of him as you have so many others. Because if you do, I'm afraid it would be more than I could bear. It's been less than an hour since he's been gone, but it seems just like a million years. I don't know how I was able to stand. As he sat here and told me he was in love with another woman, you, maybe I should have told him exactly what he was letting himself in for, but I didn't. But I am telling you, if you are not really in love and ready to treat him right, send him back to me before it's too late. The last thing he said to me before he left was that no matter what he ever did, or where he went, the first love in his heart was me. And as he kissed me goodbye for the last time, it seemed as though my very last breath of life was going out the door behind me. So now I'm saying to you, this is the last time you'll ever steal a man. For from this day on, my life is dedicated. watchdog. And from now on, I watch you. And the day you get tired of him, try to cast him aside. It's the day you die. You have taken my love. Now let it last you for a lifetime. And now I close my letter. Your ex-girlfriend, Miss Olive, have been misused, Brown. P.S. And another thing. I don't care where you see me, on any street that I'm on. Please cross over on the other side. Cause, honey, I'm afraid I can't stand you. You hear?
They're the Eager Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here, WFMU.
Does that mean
East
Chris
Orange.
T isn't going to dance in it either?
That was our all-gal blues hangover, or as we've dubbed it, blues rag. And Sally's going to tell us what we heard.
Oh, yeah. Counting backward, we heard Big Mama Thornton, You Don't Move Me. Olive Brown sang Letter to My Girlfriend. Betty James mixed up Memphis Minnie, Squat It. And Pearl Reeves saying, you can't stay here.
Oh, right. Blues singers who
correct.
Sit when they pee. Speaking of such things, Wild Girl, we got a Go-Go-Rama coming up, right? A benefit Go-Go-Rama.
Yes.
Yes, that's true, we
and,
do.
And we got some big, big fun in store for everybody.
Some big, big girls.
Because we got to make some big, big money to make keep the station afloat.
Big, big, rotten radio stations.
Right.
With the big endowments.
Do we have anything we can tell people about it yet?
Yeah, well, no, but we will anyway.
Maybe even a new picture of Wild Girl's butt for the poster?
You don't like the old picture?
No, I like the old picture fine.
It's hard to pose for those pictures. You have to do like a whole photo shoot to get, you know.
Of like your butt?
Yeah.
In platforms.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe.
Was it padded?
No, I don't need a padded butt. Mm-mm. But, okay, it's going to be in the end of May.
Not even for cross-country drives?
Oh, maybe Hound birthday, Go-Go-Rama, end of May.
Yeah, that means you could spend extra money in honor of the Hound's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah.
I brought the mushrooms last time. So it's up to somebody else. It was Coney Island. I mean, the cops didn't seem to mind.
You mean the kind that they broil in butter and put in cans, right?
Or, yeah, that, right.
Yeah, the kind you put mushrooms. On steaks.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, we're almost done. Let's just play some more records apparently. Before we get us in
steaks.
Trouble.
Okay.
Butt steaks. Okay, we got one queued up here by the Uptowns. Here she come again.
There she go. And
two,
whatnot.
Three, four.
Again.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Richmond direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll into the Mosque Auditorium for two great shows, Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee Two with Cry, 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 Folsom Prison Blues, Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith and his great rock and roll band, the new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby.
And the Rockin' Daddy Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. at the Mosque in Richmond.
Thank you.
city park. Met my baby standing in the dark. Took my lovely baby by the hand. Let her know what I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That lover rubbed off on me. That baby wouldn't let me. That baby took me by the hand. That baby showed the shoulder man. That baby chopped around on me. That lover rubbed off on me. Well, I'm a hot rod fiend for fancy cars. Driving movies and candy art. Big boat coach and a lot of things. Even down to wedding ring, even down to wedding ring. That lover would drop on me. That baby would let me be. That lover would let me go. That woman, I no. That baby was the one I crave. That baby followed to my grave. Hey.
By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
You said you didn't want me. You said I wasn't right. You say I like to fuss all day. Come home and pick a fight. You told your bald-headed mama about it. Went to court and told the judge too. Even told your wine-haired sister. I ain't the man for you. Well, I is. Give my heart and soul to you. What did you give in return? A bunch of beans and some buttermilk and some cornbread that was burned. I heard you on the phone yesterday. You told your boyfriend I won't be home. You better pack your bags and move over there, 'cause I won't be home. Yeah.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Use. Now there used to be a time when I used to worry about romance. I had trouble paying bills but no finance. Now I've signed up a lifetime pack with a rich redhead and a Cadillac. I used to go out with chicks that was young, sharp, and petite, and live on my Social Security, which was $25 a week. But Jack, now it's not like that, cause I'm gonna see Joan Motors and get myself a Cadillac. Life is a bowl of cherries when I'm in my bed. I don't care about the cherries, just so I get that fishtail cat. Now, girl, take a tip from me, cause I'm telling you natural facts. No need to waking yourself hard getting all broke down in the back. Get you a rich old man in a Cadillac. A big red head. Now, girl, take a tip from me, cause I'm telling you not your facts. No need to waking yourself hard getting all broke down in the back. Get you a rich old man and a Cadillac.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, you know. Okay, let's stop talking about Den's love life and get on with this. That was Art Neville by request with Arabian Love Call. Out of Floyd Dixon, Redhead and a Caddy, the ingredients to a successful radio career, I've been told. The Three Clicks.
I get it.
The Three Clicks with 38 Slugs. Screaming Jay Hawkins and I Is. Carl Perkins,
so
her love rubbed off, and we opened
not
up.
Not to be confused with the absolutely appalling version that the Cramps do on their latest.
It's really bad.
Compact disc and cassette only release.
Out. The Uptowns with "Here She Come Again."
Better hit her.
Okay, we'd like to thank everybody: Brian Redman, Wild Carol,
Girl Genius,
Sally the bartender,
Genius in Training,
Andy the bartender.
Borderline Waldo.
Il Bruch, the hardest working man in show business. And by the way, in 2 weeks, Il Bruch, as his birthday present, will program the entire Hound Show.
Yeah, so start cleaning those tape heads now, folks.
Start cleaning those tape heads.
And somebody phone my mom.
Clean your tape heads, set them for erase. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Lord, the Crick.
You know.
Laurie S. is up next. WFMU East Orange.
Baby.
time I look into your blue eyes blue.